a day when we have to reflect on our history and be honest about it. You know, there's been amazing things have come out of the treaty and its signing. You know, the melding of our whānaus, for example, Pākehā and Māori whānaus. I mean, everybody's got a Māori grandchild, everyone's got a Pākehā grandchild. This is the way that we work, but not everything went well. And we've got to be honest about that and see if we can fix those problems.
It's allowed us to participate in the life of New Zealand and to contribute to the life of New Zealand and its economy, its culture, its social aspects, and to participate fully. And so we're very honoured to actually be part of this wonderful country, living with iwi, living with our friends right here in Aotearoa, a fantastic paradise.
So it's important, one, that we front up to our people here in Waitangi, but more importantly, we front up to the kaupapa that are, I guess, impacting on us the most. And we're better to see that than in Waitangi, because apart from the beautiful surroundings we have here, you know, there are some real issues for our people. So the pathway ahead has to be one that's kaupapa driven. It's got to be one that's supported by the people, and that's, I guess, the beauty of being here at Waitangi.
It's a place that has been steeped in a huge amount of controversy and had some pretty ugly scenes, but it can also be a place where people come together, and it sounds like today in 2017, not only do we have a pearler of a day, but a very warm mood as well.
Look, it's always great to come over and celebrate or commemorate Waitangi Day. For a lot of us, it's also about, well, actually, being in a hotbed of political, corridor and feelings and discussions. So it's always a great place to be this time of year. And when the sun's shining as it is, makes it even that much more special.
I think the Prime Minister should be here and would be here if the government was prepared to have a respectful conversation about what's gone well under the treaty and what's gone badly. You just cannot, this is not just a celebration, it's a commemoration. We have to remember the things that are hard and be prepared to talk about the things that are hard and make changes. That's what constitutional reform is all about. I mean, there's been big issues about what we should do to honour the treaty and more and better. The government should be prepared to have that conversation.
Our people were generous, our tupuna had a vision of allowing us all to live here, of affirming a tino rangatiratanga and mana motu hake for tiwi Māori, and welcoming our visitors, our new New Zealanders. Every person here in Aotearoa today is here by virtue of Te Tiriti o Waitangi and the agreement that was set up by our beautiful, loving tupuna. So this day is to celebrate and congratulate ourselves on our generosity and to celebrate that, but also to understand that we're still going through colonisation and we've still got a lot of work to do as well.